A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
With Natalie Dow, the CEO of Rockstar Fit and Sport SG Ambassador, fellow Australian who lives here in Singapore, who's really very fit. We all know that, and we see her on social media. But now she's taking to the next level, Natalie. You are going to run 100 kilometres, your first ultra marathon this October. The big question is why?
Yeah, I know. I'm asking myself. That sounds scary when you say it out loud.
Yeah.
I think the mental challenge for me, I try and, as I get older, set a new challenge every year. And last year it was, you know, running track for Singapore, so short distance. And this year I've gone completely opposite and done something I have never done before.
So tell me about the race itself. I know it's here in Singapore, but what kind of format and what time of the day and how long will it take?
Yeah, so it starts at 5 p.m. so you're running through the night, which is interesting. Mm. And it's a road one, which is unusual. Again, most of them around McRitchie or on trails. So 5 p.m. for Marina Bay, out past the airport, Punggol, and basically a 50K out and 50K back, which you don't think of Singapore as big enough to do that almost. Yeah.
So is it a group mass event or is it something that is a small event?
Smaller event. I think just due to logistics, you know, there's a limited number of places to manage that many people overnight.
Okay. So what about the training for that? Because, you know, you're a bit of a fitness expert. You, as you mentioned, you've done kind of track stuff and, you know, you're doing group fitness groups at the moment. How do you train for this?
Yeah, so, I mean, I have a coach like anyone. I believe in using the best. So Ben Pullum from Coach is my coach.
Yeah. Regular contributor here on Money FM.
Yes. So, you know, he's got me on a marathon program at the moment. So I'm going to be doing the sundown. But the only difference is I'll do the sundown and then the next day I'll go and do it again. So, yes, so two marathons in a weekend to replicate what I'll be doing. And I'll do that again for the Gold Coast Marathon as well.
Now, let me get this right. You've never run a marathon before, have you?
No.
So you've skipped the marathon and you've gone straight to the ultra marathon, the 100 kilometres. And we should point out there that a half marathon is 21.1. I'm sure you've run that.
Yes.
And I've done a few myself. Full marathon is 42.2. I've never done one. You've never done one. And then this is 100 kilometres, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I think, you know, if you're all in, that's it. Go for it, I say. Mm. And I think it's more of a mental challenge. You know, I'm in my training, I'm giving myself permission to run a bit slower, which is unusual for me. And it's all about heart rate. Mm. And I'm actually enjoying the process of you know, the journey.
Mm. With Natalie Dow, who's going to be running an ultra marathon this October in Singapore, the CEO of Rockstar Fit and Sport SG Ambassador. You know, yeah, we've been both doing this low-intensity training under Ben Pullum from Coached, who's someone that we've spoken about before and has been here sharing his philosophy. So I guess because you are running at less intensity and you are being very strategic about it, you are able to run further, right?
Yes. Yeah, you are. And I think you just, you know, get into that zone and you're not putting as much stress on your body or on your heart, obviously, because your heart rate is monitored the whole time.
Yep.
And then it just comes down to having enough strength to run those distances too. So I'm, you know, I've given up a few CrossFit sessions a week, but he's certainly encouraged me to keep doing them to keep my muscle mass up.
So where are you in the process now as far as the distances you're running and your fitness?
Yeah, so I'm running between about 90 Ks a week at the moment. So I'm starting to really up it. I'm doing two half marathons every week at least as part of my training plus another four runs, so 6 days a week.
And those half marathons, what kind of pace are you running? Slow, right?
Yeah, I'm running them in about 1 hour 50.
Oh, that's not that slow.
Yeah.
that's what I would run back in my prime, running in a half marathon race. So you're running and that's a pretty good race. That's a pretty good pace.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, I think I've, you know, my half marathon pace is sort of 135-ish normally.
That's quick, yeah. So you're running a bit slower. But that's not that slow because these days running over 2 hours for a half marathon is, you know, fairly common for people who are, you know, above 45, you know, because they tend to slow down. But running at 150 is a good 6 minute pace, right?
Yes, yeah. And I think my base is pretty good to start with. So I'm not starting from scratch, which certainly helps. And I've, you know, been doing crazy runs at lunchtime and we all know how hot it is at the moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, know, it's great training because then when you run in the cooler weather, you know, you run a lot faster.
Yeah. What about the wear and tear on the body? Because you are doing more miles now than you have been on the road. Are you feeling anything, you know?
Yeah, I am very conscious of it. So I'm spending half an hour a day stretching, which I don't normally do. And I'm making myself do that and trying to get to yoga once a week. So I'm certainly taking care of my body. I've also adapted a vegetarian diet to check on how that is with my recovery as well, so to take away any inflammation.
What have you found with that so far?
Yeah, you know, it's fine. I'm actually finding that fueling is easy. I'm not getting as hungry. So we'll see how that goes.
So when you talk about vegetarian diets, what are you eating now to try and, you know, sustain yourself on these training runs?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm eating carbs. You know, no one should be scared of carbs. Yeah. A lot more greens, and I think just trying to eat some slow-releasing protein, so a bit more of the beans and the pulses as well.
Okay. So looking ahead to October, how long is it going to take you? You know, what's your kind of goal for 100 kilometres? Just finish? And how do you psychologically prepare yourself for that?
Yeah, so it's finish, most definitely. And I, you know, I'm hoping to do it in, you know, throw a number out, 15 hours under that, definitely. But, you know, I think from all of the motivational stuff I've listened to and people that have done it is you're going to hit low spots many, many times and you've got to be able to answer why you're out there doing it within, you know, 1.5 seconds of hitting that low spot or else you're going to give up.
And
I think the general theory is you give up an hour before you physically give up. So in your mind you've given up and then you still go for an hour. So I think complete mental game. And I, you know, I'm just thinking about what I get to fuel with, maybe Nutella sandwiches along the way or something bad like that.
Yeah. I've always felt that, you know, if you have some little incentive like that when you're doing, you know, a marathon event, or it just seems to help you mentally, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. And I think, you know, you've trained for it, so you've got to try and enjoy it as much as possible and absolutely remember why you're out there.
But let me get this right, 15 hours. So you're starting around 5 p.m.
Yes.
So that means you won't be finishing until 8 a.m.
Yes.
the next day.
Yeah.
So you've gone through everything. You've gone from light to light and it's starting to get hot around 8, isn't it?
I know. And I haven't told my husband that he'll be crewing for me all night yet either. So.
All night. So, wow. Yeah. And your daughter as well?
Yeah, she's keen to do it. And I've had friends that have offered to come and, you know, run 10Ks along the way with me. So, you know, I think whether I talk to them or not will be an interesting point. Depends what stage of the race. You know, and I'm sure at some point you're going to have to walk. So it's just a fact of keep moving forward.
Of course, yeah. So when it comes to walking, you know, what do they say about doing that in an ultramarathon? Do they advise any time to do that or just when you feel like it?
Just when you feel like it and, you know, stop as least a number of times as you can. You know, I think it's just one step after the other and just keep going forward. Yeah.
Toilet breaks?
Toilet breaks, yes. Toilet breaks, food breaks. But, you know, no real sitting down for half an hour or anything because I think that's when things seize up.
Nutella sandwich breaks.
Yes, Nutella sandwich breaks.
So how do we follow your journey as you prepare for this? Because I know you're very active on social media.
Yes, so via my Instagram is the best, which is Rockstar Arms is my handle. And Facebook, Rockstar Arms is also my Facebook address too.
Are you running for any cause like World Peace or Australia Day? Or
yeah, you know, I'm thinking about that still. I haven't ruled that out. You know, that puts extra pressure on to finish.
Yes, yeah.
But I, you know, I think I probably will as it comes closer. I'll definitely pick something worthy to run.
Yeah, it might help actually.
Yes, and I think so. Yeah. So I'll, you know, something around, you know, underprivileged children in sport or something.
Nice,
I think would be a great one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Natalie, I know we're going to see you before you actually run, but I know on behalf of all the listeners, we wish you well on this 100-kilometre ultramarathon.
Thank you.
And if you see her out there, cheer her on.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nat.
Thanks.